Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life podcast. Now, we know the Word is Jesus, and we also know in John 1 that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, we've been studying or looking at every week for quite a while now, as we've been looking through the Psalms, and we have been looking through Psalm 51 through 100. This week, we're all the way up to Psalm 70. Hear God's Word. Now, the instruction for Psalm 70 is for the choir director, and it is a Psalm of David to bring us to the Lord's remembrance. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Please, God, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. May those who tried to destroy me be humiliated and put to shame. May those who take delight in my trouble be turned back in disgrace. Let them be horrified by their shame, for they said, "Ha ha, we got him now." But may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness, and may those who love your salvation repeatedly shout out, "God is great, but I am poor and needy. Please hurry to my aid, O God. You are my helper and my Savior, O Lord. Do not delay." Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Verse 4 says, but. You know, I love the buts and the ifs. But may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness, and may those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, "God is great." Well, I don't know about you, but we talk about sometimes the fruit of the Spirit. And one of the things in the fruit of the Spirit is patience. Now, I must confess that I don't do well in that department at times. I'm impatient when I'm stuck in traffic or in line or when I keep waiting on a phone call. And all the things in life that you're expecting and you think it ought to happen now. And it's also like patience, you know. I want patience, Lord, and I want it now. So I don't think that I am impatient all the time, but I don't have a lot of patience either at time. I am a sinner saved by grace. But I digress. I doubt that I'm the only person who feels that way. When we want instant answers and instant satisfaction, I think it's good to read Psalm 70. David had grown tired of waiting. Psalm 70 is a song of lament sandwiched between two long laments in Psalm 59 and 71. And this short psalm is almost identical to Psalm 40. This psalm begins and ends with a plea by David for God to hurry up. He prays, "Hasten, O God, to save me quickly. Don't delay." Well, I think David's situation in this psalm seems similar to Psalm 69 because he is being attacked by enemies who want to kill him. Now, he is the object of their scorn and mockery. And David's prayer is for justice. He wants God to treat his enemies in the same way that they had treated him. Bishop Henderson used to say, "Tit for tat, butter or fat, you kick my dog and I'll stop your cat." I think that's part of human nature, and David's praying that, "Hey, God, treat my enemies like they treat me." Well, I think it is good to pray for justice, and when we are assured that one day, God will repay each person according to what they have done. Romans chapter 2, verse 6. But, let's not forget that God has not treated us as we have deserved. Amen? When we were his enemies, he saved us by his grace. Ephesians 2, 5. The Lord Jesus, when facing mockery on the cross, prayed for his enemies that they might be forgiven. I think Charlie Kirk's wife expressed that very well at his memorial service. And Jesus cried out about his enemies, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Now, we should emulate the Lord's example, that's for sure. Before seeking justice, we should first of all pray like this: "Lord, as you were merciful to us, When we were your enemies, please show us mercy to those who oppress us. I didn't think about that so much when we were enemies of the Lord. I guess we all were at one time, being sinners. But now Jesus calls us friends. Because of what he's done on the cross, we have the ability to have a long-lasting relationship and friendship with God Almighty through his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, I think maybe Christians are a group of people who are waiting for justice. Jesus warned us that we could have endured suffering and persecution, Mark chapter 10, and that it has been the experience of many believers at such time we echo the last prayer recorded in the Bible. Ooh, where was that? Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. What's it say, preacher? Amen. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. I hang on to that prayer a lot because I know he's coming back. And he's the only one that can straighten this mess out in this world that we live in. Now, it has been a long wait, as the Lord Jesus told us that. But he will come, and he will save us, and he will bring justice. But in the meantime, what do we got to do? We got to be patient, like David, and keep praying. Lord, do not delay. Psalm 70, verse 5. Yeah, but the New Living Translation says it this way. But I am poor and needy. Please hurry to my aid, O God. You are my helper, my Savior. O Lord, do not delay. Wow. Now, I think sometimes we all get impatient, with God even. You don't think we do, but we do. But why do we think that, anyhow? I don't know. I really don't. But it is God works at his pace, not ours. So what's the godly response when we feel that God is slow to coming to our help, answering our prayers and doing there? Well, I don't know. But how often do you go to church and remember to pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus? Now, why do we think that we really include this in our prayers? I'm not really sure. But I think our human nature said, yeah, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We need you. This is a mess in this old world we live in. But we are your friends, and we need to develop that relationship and share your friendship with everybody that we know. A sinner saved by grace. And I don't know about you, but I know what I was like before I finally surrendered to the Lord with a repentant heart and a humble spirit. And things started to change. Not immediately. It was not like flashing lights and thunder and all that. Yay! We're glad that you're here, Robbie boy. We're glad you're a friend of Jesus now. But through the grace and the love of God, little by little by little, that old nature was pruned away. Now, it didn't go away forever, even though all my sins are in the deepest of the sea, never to be remembered again because he cleansed me and he forgave me. But I need to witness to people that are going through some of the things that I went through. So you know what? God lets us go back and get that mess out, bring it out, and share it to his glory. Now, it makes the devil mad because he says, oh, all that stuff that you did, I share it now with the people that I want to share the relationship that I had with Jesus and how they can have it too. And then when I'm done sharing, guess what? That mess goes back into the deepest of the sea. And it's such a freedom to be able to know that you are forgiven. And I think that's some of the things that the devil would try to always hold over us. But when Jesus was on the cross, and he gave up the ghost, and he was dead, and they put him in that tomb, and they rolled that big old stone over. The devil must have thought, I got this old boy now. There ain't nobody ever going to receive that forgiveness. But guess what? The third day he rose from the dead, and he was seen by many. And he was there, and he went, and he visited the people, and he broke that bondage over sin and, more importantly, death that the devil held over us. Because unless the Lord comes back for us, we're all going to experience physical death. But death no longer scares us because we have eternal life. When we go from this dimension of life into eternal life, the hope and the promise that our friend Jesus has given to us. Hang on to that blessed hope in Jesus' name. Well, if you've never really asked the Lord to come into your life with a sincere heart and an attitude of repentance and humble, I love that little praise song that comes out of James chapter 4. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up higher and higher. Wow, that's a wonderful promise. Well, I'm glad that you tune in to The Word is the Way to Life, and I just hope that just sitting and sharing the scriptures and sharing my own heart might be a blessing to you. So with that said, I hope and pray you have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.